Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Garden. Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers. First, our conversation with the head coach, brought to you as always by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. So much of the external discussion, I thought, the other day, and it's hard because, you know, when you're wearing makeup and you're focusing on just how good you look on TV, you can't really focus on the same thing in the course of the game. You know what that's like.
Yeah, sure.
But lost, I think, in all the offensive discussion. Hey, I was with Scal, who's been doing the ball movement stuff, right, like all year. Ball movement, ball movement, ball movement. Offense, great. Getting guys unlocked, better shots. You talk about the shot profile. I don't know, you know, where it ranks if you guys say, well, that was our best defensive game. No, this one was. But that had to be up there defensively.
Yeah, we played well defensively. You guys do get touched up before you go on?
I could sense you wanting to derail the train immediately when you know we have a lot on our agenda tonight.
Well, you started it.
No, there was no. To tell you the truth, I did not wear makeup on Sunday. It was just something to say. It was sort of a way
that's
to
That's more of an instinct. Like if you were in studio, would you?
Yeah, if the people that I was doing the show, if they wanted me to, I would be okay. Go ahead and do it. Generally, I have found in my early days, this is often pointed out to me because I'm doing this so long, you did wear makeup on TV when HD came around 10 years ago or whatever. It really became not, you know, people could see the makeup. They have fancy makeup. You know, my wife has a big fancy network show and they have all kinds of fancy makeup. But first of all, let me put it this way. What could you possibly put on me or on Scal that's going to salvage anything, right?
A great point. That would be a fancy high level makeup.
That would be. That would be like a, you know, you need one of those Academy Award people for that. Like the best makeup artist. That's how you win awards like that.
Yeah, our defense was okay.
Good. Yeah, great. Is there a connection to Marcus Smart getting healthier and getting back to sort of his comfort level? He seems to be more in the middle of a lot of these stronger defensive performances.
Maybe conditioning wise, a little bit better than when he first came back. Obviously, minutes restriction, but it takes everybody. I mean, it's not one guy. And certainly he's a good defender. He impacts people. And, you know, for us, I thought he was really good on Doncic. If you go back and watch that game again, Doncic didn't get much on him. But then he followed it up with two good games on the ball and impacting the ball. And, you know, he'll have his work cut out for him the next 2 days.
Does he help? Let me take it another way, because it's not – people like to talk about individual defense a lot now when that's a lot less than it really was. But there is a healthier – Marcus Smart, does that help your entire defense? Is he a bigger help keeping it connected?
So first of all, when people watch Marcus play, they see the ripaways. They see the like chesting a guy on the drive and super physical plays and blah, blah, blah. And he's really good at that. But where he's elite is off the ball. And that's where he's just different. And that's where his vision, his instincts, his feel is even more special. And so there's no question, as he plays more minutes and is in better shape coming back from the injury, then our defense will improve. That said, it will not improve if everyone else isn't also playing it. And so I said that before the Milwaukee games, like this defense isn't something that you talk about how good you are. You have to go out and do it every day. We need all five guys doing it at their best level every single day. And tonight it's really important, obviously, because they're super talented. The next two nights are two of the more physical teams in the league.
Yeah.
And, you know, tonight it starts with Embiid and Simmons, obviously.
And as, speaking of guys coming back from injury, we spent the last couple of weeks joking about the Romeo Langford hype train as we counted towards his return.
Right.
So I guess after that, I mean, it was silly as it was. So my only question to you, is it too late for him to get in the MVP race, do you think?
Or oh, man.
You think there's still time?
My question is, does he still qualify for the Rookie of the Year stuff?
that's even a better question.
He's missed so much over the last 2 years. Like, is there something that he qualifies for?
But, you know,
I'd hesitate to ever start him because clearly he's in the mix for sixth man. So
no doubt.
Yeah, I don't know. Most improved, you go through it.
Didn't he? And it's funny because we've been doing this bit for so long. I think I almost got a little bit too cynical and forgot just in the little burst that he had why people allowed themselves to get hyped up in the first place. I mean, it certainly was good to see him back out there.
It was a little burst.
A little. That's all. As you said, it would be because conditioning-wise, all you were going to have is a little burst.
What he does.
It's better than no burst, I guess, is the point.
What he does is he gives us a guy that knows how to play. The game comes very easy to him on offense. He moves the ball. He knows where to deliver it. He needs to get better and more efficient scoring the ball, which I think he will. And then defensively, he immediately steps in and is one of our better defenders. And that's where he can impact us the most. And, you know, I think that one of the things that's been very difficult this year has been with guys out is having size off the bench at the wing position that you know can defend at the level we need to defend. A lot of times we've been double small, whether that was Teague and Peyton. That's made it difficult to play Carson sometimes, who I want to play because I think he can give us a scoring burst. But when you're small at multiple positions, it becomes much tougher. Romeo opens up the opportunity for those other guys to be more impactful because he can protect them defensively. So
it's funny, this would normally be the kind of thing I might say to you beforehand, but now I'm just going to do it kind of blindly, which makes it exciting. As Scal and I were doing the game Sunday without our makeup on, I posed the question to him, looking at the schedule here with Philadelphia and New York in the back-to-back and Kemba Walker thing. The discussion we had, I posed it to him, if you were only going to play Kemba Walker on one of two nights, and this goes into standings, which you haven't looked at, which obviously we do all the time, you can make a legitimate argument that standings wise, seeding wise, for whatever it's worth, tomorrow's game, even though they all count one, tomorrow's game is against the team you're jockeying for position with. Was there a discussion about which game to not play Kemba in this week more than there would have been earlier in the year?
No. There's always a discussion. There's always talk about it. But as I said on the radio today, like, we're in Boston. Like, we are to get to where we would want to go, no matter where we end up, we have to beat anyone and everyone in front of us. And I think that when you're talking about a team that needs to get to its best version of itself, then we're going to just stay the course with what we're doing. That'll give them an extra day in between before we play Minnesota like usual. And we're going to have to compete without them tomorrow. But, you know, it's important that we play well tonight. It's important that we compete well against one of the better teams in the NBA and certainly in the East. That has some matchup issues that present to us. That said, we've played against these guys a lot over the last few years. And we didn't start off so hot against them early in the regular season last year either. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how we compete.
They've been, you can't say they've been healthy because Joel Embiid is out, but they haven't had major shifts in the guys playing, which is something that the top teams in the league seem to have in common. Do they look any different to you now? Now you got Embiid healthy and rested coming back, which makes them even more dangerous. Do they look any different to you than they did? I mean, in the course of a shorter season, which this is, it really feels like it has been a long time since we saw them in January.
I think they got it, but they got out of the gates so well. And I think a lot of that was due to, obviously, they got super talent, really well coached. The shooting around Embiid is really, really good. I mean, everybody being at 40% with the exception of Simmons in that starting lineup, the way that they're spacing Simmons and also the way that they're rotating those guys in and out of the game just makes sense. They have elite talent. And I think that, you know, obviously when they're healthy or close to healthy, they are awfully difficult. But I think it's all accentuated by the additional shooting that they have signed. And this is without George Hill playing yet, who I think will really help them. It makes a lot of sense, that signing.
As the head coach, speaking of Kemba, we did not obviously have a chance to have our regular conversation on Sundays. We normally did. I didn't even know if it was on your radar that Sunday was, and if maybe Kemba put it on your radar, that Sunday was the 10th anniversary of that national championship game. You're on Zoom, so I see you nodding, but obviously without the verbal response, I think people don't necessarily know that you knew it was the 10th anniversary. We've talked before about you not turning the TV off every year on Monday night before the confetti and one shining moment. But I was thinking about it maybe because of what my wife does for a living. Do you remember the interview you had to do, the post game, all of the interviews we have to do with the coach that didn't win? Do you remember doing it, or is it all like a blur?
No, I don't remember it. I mean, I've done a few interviews since then, unfortunately, but I will say, like, it was mentioned. Tracy actually had sent me some pictures that had come up on her from her phone from 10 years ago that day of Kinsley at 19 months in a boot that we kept on for 3 more weeks because we kept winning, and Brady in a, you know, little tiny Brady in a Matt Howard jersey. So those were like super special pictures and super special memories. But then at the end of our pregame edit, Matt Reynolds had snuck on a picture of both me and Kemba and sent 10 years ago today. And I got a little fired up. I threw the marker that was in my hands. I don't want to see that. Sorry. You're gonna have to beat that out.
What is going on? My gosh! Yeah. First Marcus Smart the other night, and now like everything's gone to hell here with the FCC.
Well, we're a little bit
COVID, right?
It's COVID, man. It's a super bad memory brought up in the midst of a pandemic. You know, it's just like it is what it is. Wow. I took you right. Yeah, I took you right inside there. My. Sorry, are you gonna beep that out?
I don't know. Now I don't know. Now I mean that's
you have to beep that out, right?
I guess now that we know that it happened ahead of time. Yeah, we can't pretend this was live.
Yeah.
You know what? Unless you have anything else you want to rail about or just, you know, go crazy, Dave Chappelle. Open mic.
Yeah, whatever.
Celtics and Sixers next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.